Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. Today we're going to be talking about something that is special to a lot of people. It's Hashimoto's thyroiditis. You know, this affects a lot of people. And, you know, the general wisdom is that Hashimoto's thyroiditis is not, there's no cause for it and there's no treatment for it. But, you know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is when your body attacks your own thyroid gland. And when your body attacks your own thyroid gland, it makes you hypothyroid. All right? So Hashimoto's thyroiditis essentially is an autoimmune disease. And it affects more women than men. In general, 7 times more women than men. And it usually could be middle age. A lot of women get it during pregnancy, and it's not really apparent till years later. But Hashimoto's thyroiditis can be treated, and you could actually have the benefits of having a normal thyroid with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Now, I always say before you can get somewhere, you need to know where you are. So let me just step back a little bit and talk to you about the thyroid, how the thyroid functions. First of all, in your body, you have two organs of energy. Your adrenal glands, which is two P-shaped glands that sits right on top of your kidney. Your adrenal glands gives you emergency energy. You look down, there's a snake. A second later, you're gone. The adrenal glands gives you that energy to fight or run. It is the energy that's required to take care of any stressors. If you're under a lot of stress, the adrenal glands comes into play. And if you are always stressed or if you always have an emergencies, your adrenal glands eventually wears out. And first, the adrenal glands goes into hyperproduction of cortisol. And then after a while, it burns out and your cortisol level drops. And when that happens, your body cannot function properly. So, you know, your adrenals is like mama. If mama ain't happy, no one's happy. When your adrenals not functioning properly, it affects everything in your body. As a matter of fact, your adrenals, when they're not working properly, it drops your growth hormone, it drops your thyroid hormone, it drops your testosterone, it just, decreases all your hormones. So it's very important in anyone with thyroid problem to make sure your adrenals function properly first, because that is going to determine how well your thyroid does. The second organ of energy is your thyroid. Your thyroid gives you energy for everyday action, for the things you want to do, the speaking, the talking, the walking around, the little things that you do. Your thyroid gland gives you the energy for that. Your thyroid gland also supplies the energy to all your cells. So your cells can burn fat. And in addition to burning fat, your cells has the energy to do the things you need. Now, some of the common symptoms of hypothyroidism includes fatigue, weight gain, cold hands and feet, low body temperature, tingling and numbness to the extremities, problems with mental focus, decline in mental sharpness, i.e. brain fog, brittle fingernails and ridging, enlarged thyroid gland, insomnia, mood swings, depressed moods, joint and muscle aches and pains, irritable bowel syndrome, sluggish bowel functions and constipations, headaches, frequent infections, irregular menstrual cycle, infertility, miscarriages, loss of libido, hair loss in females, loss of lateral third of the eyebrows, enlarged tongue and indentation or ridges along the tongue, elevated cholesterol, dry, brittle skin, low blood pressure, decreased sweating, hoarseness, pale or pasty complexion, slowed speech, prone to trembling, fluid retention, and algae. So as you can see, hypothyroidism comprises a gamut of problems that you have. Just about any symptoms you have can be related to your thyroid. Now, how does that happen? See, your thyroid, the way your thyroid works is, first, your hypothalamus senses that, and the hypothalamus is a little organ in your brain, senses that your energy level is low. When your hypothalamus senses that, it sends a signal to your pituitary gland, which in turn, your pituitary gland is also in your brain. The pituitary gland then sends a signal to your thyroid called thyroid stimulating hormone. This signal goes to your thyroid gland and tells your gland to make thyroid hormone. But you know, a lot of you have children, and you know, just because you tell your child to clean up the room, that doesn't mean the room is getting cleaned up. So just because the pituitary sends a signal to your thyroid called TSH to tell your thyroid to work doesn't mean it's going to do it. So for those of you who get evaluated on whether you have hypothyroidism by what your TSH level is, you are missing the big picture, because your TSH level could be elevated, and yet it's not the thyroid problem. It's something else that's going on. Right? So don't assume that your TSH tells you anything about what's going on in your body, except the fact that your brain senses that the energy level is low. Right? Now, once the TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that's high. So if your thyroid function is low, the brain signal to the thyroid is increased. So your TSH level goes up higher. All right. And the higher that goes, the more problematic it becomes. Now, when your energy level is okay, the signal TSH to the thyroid is a small signal. When you're low in energy, it's a high signal normally. Next, let's say the thyroid does want to comply with the TSH request. The thyroid still needs the right raw materials to make thyroid hormone. For instance, to make a thyroid hormone, you need minerals and vitamins. Minerals that are required to make thyroid hormone include iodine, zinc, magnesium, and selenium. So if you're low in any of those minerals, you may have a problem making thyroid hormone. The other things that are required is vitamins, vitamin B2, B6, and B12. So if you're low in vitamin B2, B6, and B12, it would be hard for you to make thyroid hormone. So first, the signal goes to your thyroid, tells your thyroid to make thyroid hormone. Next, the thyroid gland has to have the right raw materials to make the thyroid hormones. Now, let's say that the thyroid does have the right raw materials. Next, the thyroid's got to make it. And the thyroid normally makes two main thyroid hormones. Free T and free T4. The free T is the active thyroid. The body makes about 7% of the thyroid hormone is T3 active. It also makes T4, which is inactive, and that's 93% of the thyroid hormone made is T4 inactive. Now, so the T3, which is the active thyroid, and by T3 we mean thyroid with 3 iodine, T4 is thyroid with 4 iodine. And by the way, the body normally does that in the sense that they make the majority of the hormone inactive. Like, for instance, for your testosterone, 97% of the testosterone in your body is not active. Only about 2-3% is active, and that's what does all the work. Well, from the thyroid, 7% is active, and that's what does all the work. Now, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body, and for every one of those cells, the spark plug, the igniter of the engine, is T3. So T3 has to go to every single cell in your body and turn the key and ignite the cells so the cells can start burning fat, so the cells can get energy to do their function. So if your thyroid is low, it means that your cells in your body will not have the energy to do their function. And make no mistakes, all your cells in your body has a function. For instance, your brain cells function is to store information and retrieve it when you need it. If your T3 level is low, your brain cannot store the information in the correct places and definitely cannot retrieve the information when you need it. So then you have memory lapses, you have cognitive function problems, and you get what you call brain fog. You say, you know, I know that name, but I can't think what it is. So that's just an example of what happens when your brain cells does not have enough T3 to ignite them. But it's not just your brain cells. It's your heart muscle. It's your kidney cells. It's your liver cells. It's your immune system. It's your white cells. It's your red cells. It's all your cells in your body. Let me give an example. Look at your immune system. Your immune system, when your thyroid is low, if you have a viral infection, instead of it taking 2 days for your body to get rid of it, it might take 2 weeks, because your immune cells, when they go get up to the virus, they're just like 80 years old, and they go, and they walk, so they get there, and they say, and the virus said, boo, and they fall over, or they run because they don't have the energy to fight. When your thyroid is optimal, your immune system is on overdrive. They're going there. Where's that bug? I'm going to get him. And they're ready to kill those guys off. So your immune system is much more active when your thyroid is optimal than when it's not. So, you know, like I tell everyone, we all have cancer. The only difference between someone who gets it and someone who doesn't get it is because in your body, your immune system normally destroys the cancer cells. You know, every day, thousands of cells in your body mutate. They become cancerous. And the only reason why you don't get cancer is because your immune system goes in there and destroys all the cancer cells. When your immune system is weak, it cannot destroy the cancer cells, and the cancer cells take foothold and they start growing and dividing, and pretty soon you have an active cancer. So it's very, very important that you make sure that your thyroid is functioning. Now, so the thyroid provides all the cells with the energy they need to do. Now, in your body, like I said, 7% of your thyroid is active, and 93% is not active. So normally, when your body needs more thyroid hormone, it tries to convert the inactive T4 into active T3. There are four main things that does it. Number one, an optimal testosterone. That converts the inactive T4 into T3. That's why testosterone gives your body lots of energy. Number two, an optimal progesterone level improves your conversion of T4 to T3. The third thing is having a normal bacteria flora. A normal bacteria flora helps convert 20% of T4 into T3. And finally, if your estrogen progesterone ratio is off, then the liver produces a hormone which binds the active thyroid, T3, and prevents it from doing its work. So those are the four things that helps your body get the energy that it needs by converting T4 into T3. Now, you know, we started out talking about Hashimoto's thyroiditis. There are numerous causes of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, but basically it means that your body has an autoimmune a reaction to your thyroid. So instead of your thyroid making thyroid hormone, your body is attacking your thyroid gland, and so the inflammation there is preventing the gland from making thyroid hormone. All right. Now, one of the primary sources of autoimmune disease is leaky gut. All right. So if you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you need to make sure that your doctor helps you clean up your leaky gut. Now, what is leaky gut? Well, leaky gut is when you have inflammation in your GI tract, and that inflammation prevents your GI tract from absorbing all the raw materials it needs. And because of the inflammation in there, you also get more allergic reaction going on in your body. And so an autoimmune disease can affect not just your thyroid. It can affect your, cause you have irritable bowel syndrome. It can cause you to get fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, cancer, joint pains, muscle pain. So having an autoimmune disease can be lots of causes, lots of problems. So if you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, it behooves you to find a doctor who understands the cause of Hashimoto's and how to treat it. Now, I want to remind you that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, the show Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, iTunes. It's also available at the website www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet, you can find us at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. If you go on there and you click on wellness, and in wellness, there's a section there on hypothyroidism, you can get a lot of information about thyroid disease from there and how it's treated. So getting back to, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So we were talking about some of the causes of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Some causes include radiation. It includes iodine treatment. It could be congenital, genetic. There are lots of, it could be heavy metals. But one of the main causes is leaky gut. And I know you go to your doctor and it says there's no such thing as leaky gut. Well, guess what? There is such thing as leaky gut. You can Google it. You can find information about it. You can also find it on my website. But when you have leaky gut, it just means that when you put food in your mouth, all the food does not get into your body. Only about 50 to 60% of it is actually of the raw materials of the foods you put in your mouth gets into your body. And that's because there's inflammation in the intestines between the intestinal lining, and that prevents you from absorbing the right food. So if you have things like gluten sensitivity, celiac disease, inflammation in GI tract, those can all affect how your body absorbs the raw materials and can also be a cause of your Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Now, so it behooves you to get your leaky gut cleaned up. In my office, we have a 5-month treatment for leaky gut, which cleans up your GI tract. And in a lot of patients, when you clean that up, you'll find that your thyroid will function a lot better and that inflammation in your thyroid will decrease and you'll have improvement in your thyroid function. You know, our goal at my clinic is to fix problems. You know, in general medicine, we just put band-aids on things. You know, if you are 18 years old and you have diabetes, you can be on diabetic medicines for the rest of your life. If you're 20 and you have high blood pressure, you're going to be on high blood pressure medicine for the rest of your life. If you're 25 years old and you have depression, you'll be on depression medicine all the rest of your life. You see, the problem with medicine is that physicians do not treat patients. We put band-aids on it. And why do we do it? Well, we do it because healthy people do not buy drugs. That's correct. Healthy people do not buy drugs. Drug companies need sick people. If you're not buying the drugs, the drug company is not making money. So therefore, drug companies need you to be sick so that you can buy their medications. You know, physicians in general, you know, we sit in our office And guess what? The drug rep shows up. The drug rep sits across from us, and he tells us about this new wonderful drug that just came on the market that will help our patients. But guess what? They're going to have to take it for the rest of their life. Then that's what they come tell you. They tell you all the great things that the testing has done. It's shown how fantastic this drug is, but they never tell you all the bad things about the drugs. And in general, physicians get their education from these drug companies. Well, they're not there to tell you not to take their drugs. They're there to tell the physician to prescribe their drugs. And so that's how physicians learn. So when a drug company comes around, it tells someone, How do you treat Hashimoto's thyroiditis? Well, put you on the drugs for the rest of your life, and then you will feel better. You know, my patients, they say they feel better. They feel like if they don't have a medical problem anymore. But the bottom line, as long as you're taking medications, you still have a medical problem. If you stop taking the medication, guess what? Your symptoms would get worse. All right. So drug companies and insurance companies, they are in cahoots because the way it works, for a drug company to want to do help you out, the drug company has to have things patented. You see, if it's not patented, the drug companies cannot make all the profits from the drug. So things which are natural, i.e., making sure that your magnesium and your zinc and your iodine and your selenium is normal. Those things are natural. Those are not synthetic drugs. Those are normal minerals in your diet. So they will never tell you to take those things. As a matter of fact, if you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, they won't even test your minerals. They won't even test your vitamins to see if they are low. They'll just assume that they are okay and move on. And the problem could be just that your minerals are not where they need to be, and you just need to fix that problem to move on. As far as the leaky gut's concerned, well, guess what? You know, when you put food in your mouth, you assume that 100% of the raw materials gets into your body. Well, no. When you have leaky gut, when you have gluten sensitivities, when you have celiac diseases, when you have food sensitivities, a lot of the raw materials you put in your mouth never gets into your body. It goes through a tube that runs through your body. And when it does that, it's flushed in your stool. So you never get the raw materials your body needs for their function. Right? So it's incumbent upon you to make sure that your doctor understands Hashimoto's thyroiditis and how to clean up leaky gut, how to work with that system, because that gives you a better chance of solving the problem, fixing the problem, and taking care of the disease. The next thing about Hashimoto's thyroiditis, it's not all in the TSH. If that your doctor is following you strictly based on your TSH, then he's not treating you properly, because the bottom line is not what your TSH says. It's what your T3, the active thyroid, is. What is your free T3 level? You know, you can have a normal TSH and your free T3 could be low. If that's the case, you have hypothyroidism. All right. So it's very important. But when you check a TSH, that gives you no clue on what the free T3 is, which is the active part of the whole system. So if your doctor is not testing your free T3, then he's not really evaluating you appropriately. I'm sorry to say that. You know, and I, you know, as a physician, you know, I tell everyone I'm 29. But, you know, I've been a physician for 30 years. So, you know, and essentially, I've been a physician before I was born. And for 25 of those 30 years as a physician, I didn't really check free T3. I did everything like all the other physicians did. I checked my TSH, and if that was high, I assumed you had hypothyroidism. If it was normal, I assumed you were okay. And guess what? I was wrong. I've learned since that, no, it's not enough to do a TSH level. You need to do a free T3 and a free T4 and go from there. All right? So it's very important to do that. So Hashimoto's thyroiditis, we can help you with it. I mean, the main thing is that you need to replace your free T3 and free T4 appropriately so your levels are where they need to be, because if your levels are where they need to be, that helps. Now, sometimes it also depends on what kind of T3 you use and what kind of T4. And again, that you have to use things which are not allergenic. There's some types of T3 and T4 which can be allergenic. So you need the compounded ones, which is free of the magic sauce. You need those because they're just straight and clean and they do not elicit an immune response. So once again, you listen to Dr. Vernon Williams. You know, my time is run out, and I just want to tell you that to reach me, my number is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, iTunes. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet, you can reach me at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. We also have a very nice page on leaky gut. We also have a page on hypothyroidism on my website, where you can read some more about it. All right, I just want you to have a great evening, and I will see you all next week. God bless. Sayonara, Dr. Vernon Williams.